Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 25th of April 2018, and this is the 791st Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm on Knockblofty, but I'm not entirely sure where I am. I thought I was following a track, but it petered out and I realised that it was a wallaby track and not a human track. And so now I'm not entirely sure where I am. I know that I can see down to the Derwent River. Oops, sorry, I was sitting on a log that I thought was stable. It's not. I won't sit anymore. And I can see... So I can see where I'm located in terms of the rest of the surroundings, the water, and I can see Sandy Bay, and which is a sort of suburb and bay, and I can see Mount Nelson in the distance, but I'm sort of in the middle of a bit of a scrubby bit, and I've got quite dense thick grasses on one side and lots of sort of fallen trees, and not big trees, but well, some of them are big, but mainly small trees that block my way. So I'm going to turn left and see where that takes me. There's a little bit of open space, and I feel as if I just need to move through the open spaces and see if I can catch the glimmer of a path or one of the pink markers that they leave. I think I've just come too far to the south end, to the south of the path. In fact, I was just going to say the west, but I think it's because Hobart's grid is on a bit of an angle. It kind of is southwest, northeast, and I always just think of it as north and south, but in fact, yeah, I think I'm facing exactly due south. Antarctica in the distance, but I can't quite see it. Today's a public holiday and it feels very quiet out there. I slept very, very deeply after my massage last night. Not the massage. I slept last night very deeply after my massage yesterday afternoon. I did a lot of writing, which may not have been a very good idea. After a massage, I think I should have given my arm a bit of a rest. But today, I think I have a few emails to send, but otherwise, I think I'm not going to do any writing. Just, it's Anzac Day today, so that's what our public holiday is. It's it commemorates a World War I battle. And so it's a somber day, but it was supposed to be really overcast and not very warm. And actually, I'm quite hot, and the sky is clear and blue. So maybe that's happening later. It's a really lovely day. It's been quite strange. It's almost like Monday, although not quite as sparkling. And yesterday was cold. Well, it was windy and grey and very heavy day, so we're back to a bit of lightness. And on Anzac Day we ring the bells half muffled, which is this lovely sound, because you hear one side of the clapper, but you only hear a sort of shadow sound when it hits the other side of the bell. And So you hear this sort of dong, 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 and then you hear this thud, 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 thud. And I really love ringing the bells half muffled, but unfortunately, my arm's not up to ringing today, so I'm not going to be able to do that. But just depending on the time, I might pop into town and listen to them. But now I think I'd better just see if I'm going to go anywhere at all, or whether this is my resting place. Hello again. I switched off the microphone. I didn't quite mean to do that, but I'm hoping I can append this part of today's podcast. It's now late afternoon, and it really has been the most spectacular day. I did cycle down into town to listen to the bells. It was interesting this morning walking on Knock Lofty and meeting different people I know. There was one person who was saying she had gone and watched All Quiet on the Western Front, and that it was good to see an anti-war movie on a day like today. And then there was some other people I met who were full of medals and on their way down to the march. So people are taking today very much in different veins. Some protesting against it, some very much in it, and some just really enjoying a beautiful spring day and not working. It has been very, very quiet today, and even the town, I think it's the first time I can remember for years and years and years that Anzac Day hasn't been a grey, overcast or wet day. It's hardly ever as beautiful as it is today. As I said, I didn't ring, couldn't ring. My arm really is not at all good, I think. Yes, it's the combination of the weight of my bike and doing all that typing last night was a bad idea for my arm, even though it was great to be able to just write. So today, apart from the bike, I've just decided not to put it in the house at the moment so that I don't have to carry it. I don't have to manipulate it round corners and things, narrow corners, and I don't have to lift it up any steps or control it going down steps either. So I'm hoping that'll allow me to continue to ride without it getting damaged. I've bought it a beautiful cover and a beautiful raincoat all of its own. And I think as long as I use it frequently, it shouldn't get too damaged. I'm a bit worried about condensation at night, but anyway, we'll see. So a quiet day for my arm. I'm going to go for another little walk this afternoon. Soon I'm going for another walk. And I might... I don't know what else I might do today. Have something to eat. I got some fantastic autumn mushrooms, wild mushrooms, from the market last Sunday, and I really need to cook them up into a risotto. I'm hoping to have that for supper tonight. So that's me today. That is me today. I've been listening to a Kurt Wallander audiobook. I've actually listened, this is the third one I've listened to, and I think It's short stories or novellas this time. But they're produced by different people. So Wallander in one is an American and in the other one is English. And it's very interesting having to sort of change the character of Wallander when I'm listening to them. It is really interesting. I can't quite kind of accept him as anything other than having a Swedish voice, because it was the Swedish series, television series, that I first saw. Anyway, enough from me. I do hope that you've had a good day today. If you've had a public holiday, if you're in Australia, I hope that it has been a pleasant one. Several of you, I know, are not taking any holidays at the moment because you're putting on plays and really revving up to that happening. And elsewhere, I'm sure Anzac Day is not being enacted. So I just hope that you've all had a lovely Wednesday, that you've been able to spend time with what's most important to you or who is most important to you, that you go gently with yourself and enjoy what's around you. Thank you very, very much for listening, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.